It's time for Explore Fairbanks on KFAR Radio, talking everything tourism and exploring all that the Golden Heart City has to offer for visitors and residents alike. Brought to you by Explore Fairbanks, located in the Morris Thompson Cultural and Visitor Center in downtown Fairbanks. And now, here's the crew from Explore Fairbanks.
Good afternoon and welcome to Explore Fairbanks. I am Casey Gillum, the Director of Communications at Explore Fairbanks, joined today in the studio running the board for us by Jerry Evans, our Public Relations Manager.
Hey, everybody.
Thanks for being here, Jerry.
Oh, my pleasure.
Also joining us in the studio today is one of my good friends, pun intended, coming up here, Greg Allison, who is co-owner of Good Cannabis, also an Explore Fairbanks Board of Directors member. So we're very happy to have him here with us in the studio today.
Well, I'm very happy to be here. So thank you for having me.
Yeah. So as you might have picked up on, today's topic is going to be the marijuana industry and how it relates to the tourism industry, how the two industries can work together and have been working together for a number of years now to promote, you know, what's the word I'm looking for? Legal usage of
recreational,
you know, legal usage of marijuana in Alaska and in Fairbanks. So Greg, why don't you start off and tell us a little bit about yourself?
From Fairbanks, proud Fairbanksan, graduated the university in the early 2000s, which, oh my gosh, just to say that out loud is crazy. And I grew up in the hospitality industry, had some great mentors. I spent about 15 years with Holland America Princess, and then I was able to work with the fine team at Explore Fairbanks for 5 years of my career before transitioning into the cannabis industry. Very, very proud Fairbanksan.
So for people who don't know kind of the history of legalized marijuana in Alaska, or in, you know, give us a little bit of background. You know, when was it legalized? When did shops start coming into existence? Give us a little bit of background there.
Yeah. So in 2014 is when the state officially legalized it, and it had been passed by the voters. And then the state needed about 9 months to put together the regulations at the time, which allowed businesses to start formulating and coming up with their plans of action. And one thing that Alaska really allowed during this time frame for us in the industry to think about their business structure is that the state allowed us to be vertically integrated here. So in the 9 month span, you could determine, hey, if I just want to maybe be in the retail market, or I just want to be a manufacturer or a cultivator. Those are the three primary licenses in our industry. And it also allowed people to say, okay, well, maybe I can do retail and cultivation and be a little bit vertically integrated, or do all three like our organization. So that was in about 2014, 2015. The first retail in Fairbanks opened in, it might have been between September and October 2016, here in Fairbanks. That was Pacalolo Supply. Great guys over there. Shout out, Keenan and Tyler. And then after that, you know, the green rush was on, so to speak. I don't think it's really a green rush, but the term was out there. But the next impactful industry to our state began to really mature around 2017, 2018.
Excellent. You talked a little bit about, you know, the state needing some time to set in place what the legalities and the regulations around that legalized recreational use would be. What are some of those rules and restrictions and laws that are in place regarding marijuana usage in the state?
Yeah, so that's a very, very good question, Casey. And there's a long list that we can sit here and talk about for hours. But, you know, the main thing coming out was, you know, the safety of our businesses, being a cash based industry still in large part, and so, you know, what are the recreational regs that or the regulations that need to be put together and in place for security measurements and in your security plan. It's just a big part of your application process and in your operational output. So figuring that out. And then secondly is protecting the children, you know, protecting anybody that's under the use of 21. And what does that look like? And what does that look like for packaging and advertising and signage? So all of that gets lumped in and trying to figure out that that sort of thing. And then, you know, the regulations surrounding your point of sale systems and the data that's collected there and your security systems. So a lot goes into that. But I think primarily it really is set up around safety. And I will say this, the Marijuana Control Board, which finalizes all the regulations through the along with the Alcohol and Marijuana Control Office. We have a fine group of leaders that have come in and out, but they've always been outstanding leaders that have always wanted to see progression with our regulations.
Very cool. So that's excellent from the business standpoint. As you know, I'll say I'm not a large user of marijuana. So for somebody who's maybe newer to town or newer to Alaska or even visiting, as a consumer, I have to be 21, correct?
That is correct.
So, you know, so it's similar to alcohol in that way. I realize that these two industries are related but different. You know, there's some vast differences there. But there are restrictions on how much an individual can have with them at any point in time. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's a very good question. One thing I wanted to pin back for answering that question is, yeah, even so, with alcohol and cannabis, you can't even step foot in our place of business if you are under the age of 21, whereas you can go into a liquor store with your child and make your purchase and leave. In our industry, the regulations are so tight, you can't bring them in anywhere in our operations. And then answer your second question there, which is a very, very good question, is the legal limits of purchase daily. So yes, consumers can purchase up to 1 ounce of flower, which is 28 grams of flower daily. And our inventory POS systems, they track that, so that way we don't have people that come out and come back several hours later, because we would get in trouble as an organization if we did that. And then for concentrates, it's 5,800 milligrams. So you can buy several grams of concentrates there. And everybody's point of sale systems does have a limit restriction security in there.
You talked earlier about some of these marijuana businesses in the state being vertically integrated. And I know from my experience being friends with you that Good is very vertically integrated. And I believe was one of the first ones in the state to have all three, a grow, a manufacturing, and a retail license. So tell us a little bit more about Good, about the products, about where you can get them, your locations. Tell us about Good.
What I can say this about Good, first and foremost, our ethos is do good, be good for the community. We have a product that we created that we're very proud of, and I'll get to that here in just a moment. But just to be able to do what we're doing in our community, have some of the guidance that we've obtained from our local government and leaders has just been remarkable. And it goes back to being proud Fairbanks and operating and just appreciating that your business can give back to the community as a whole. So we're really proud of that. And we wouldn't be sitting here today if we weren't allowed that opportunity to give back to our community. And then a little bit about us. Yeah, we are vertically integrated. So we do cultivate, manufacture, and sell out of our retail shops. But we do wholesale throughout the state every single week. And we have great relationships with a lot of retailers throughout the state. But so we have all three license types, and we have a new location opening this summer in McCarthy. So right now, our flagship retail location is 356 Old Steese Highway in the Northgate Square Mall next to Brewster's, and that'll be opening up again soon. And then we're opening up a shop in McCarthy, Alaska, this summer. So that's going to be a unique and learning experience for us, which we're really excited about, because it's a town that's built strictly on hospitality. hospitality in the summertime. And then we have ambitions for later this year, Anchorage. So working on a location down there. So a lot of good things coming from our retail side of things. And then we're always trying to push the envelope and trying to think outside the box. Well, you know, what can we do that hasn't been done yet? For instance, last week we launched infused cane sugar and infused coffee creamer in packets, 10 milligrams each. And then 2 weeks prior to that, we launched our infused instant coffee. So we're sort of going with some new coffee products and leaning in that direction and getting more well-designed in our edibles.
That's very cool. I think maybe one of the misconceptions of marijuana industry, maybe for some of those people who are not as knowledgeable, is that, you know, it's all smoking, you know. But what I see out of Good as well as other companies is more ways to consume, you know, like you were talking about sugars and creamers and coffee and honey. There's honey and there's pills and there's also gummies, you know, so there's really a wide variety of ways if people don't want to smoke that they could still consume.
Yeah, that's correct. And in fact, take it one step further. So, for instance, our coffee, some of our gummies that we have, and our sugars and creamers, they are all infused with a fast acting formula that we've been implementing into some of our edibles over the last several months. And the formula and the product that we use to create fast acting products actually hits you like a smoker's high versus an edibles high. So like you were saying, Casey, there's all sorts of ways to take in your cannabis by digestion. And usually when you're doing that, you're digesting through your livers and your kidney, and it's really processing things. And so you get more of a body high. And so maybe a little bit more, I'm way more relaxed than just smoking that maybe will connect to your head a little bit more, make you a little bit more heady high. So our fast-acting edibles that we have hit you more like a smoker's high. So they're digesting through your saliva instead of into your bloodstream like a smoker instead of through your digestive tract. So that's something that we've relaunched. And that's changing the game too, because now there's more than one way to consume your edibles, and the different feelings you get are evolving as well.
Yeah. Thinking about you just saying changing the game, one of the cool things that I've seen out of Good is they have this program called Good Gives Back, where I'm going to let you describe it, but I know from experience that you guys have done food drives, you guys have been out on cleanup day helping clean up our community. What was the reason behind that program, and what are some of the other things that you guys have done with that program in the years since it's been started?
Oh, my goodness. I'm so glad you brought that this up, because it goes back to what I was saying at the beginning of our ethos is to do good, be good. And so we've really engaged. So a part of the Good Gives Back is every month, you can go in our shop and you can see this on our boards in there, we support a local charity by volunteer efforts and monetary support. And there's so many that we work with that we love to work with, and I could name off a few, and if I leave anybody out, I'm terribly sorry. But you know, the Fairbanks Senior Center has been amazing. Purple Paws for Hearts, the Alaska Songbird Institute, the VAs, our local VAs. We've supported a couple kennels here. We sponsor the Midnight Sun Run, the Midnight Sun Festival each year. The Chena River Run is something that we're one of the main sponsors for. We got to give back there. Meals on Wheels is another one that we strongly support. And there's the list goes on and on, but over the last 7 years that we've been open, we have not missed a month where we're supporting a local charity and giving back. And then we take it one step further. Inside our retail location, we have a local artist. Right now we have two in there, which is Mark Lindberg, amazing wildlife, outdoor scenic photography, and Cassandra Easter, who does a lot of Alaskan wood design work. But we sell local artists throughout our shop all the time. And then when an art sale is made, the artist collects their percentage for them. And then we collect a small percentage, which we then match So we collect that, you know, 10, 20%, whatever's determined with the artist, and then we match that. And then at the end of the month, that money goes to the local charity that we are supporting on top of any additional monetary or volunteer support that we offer. So in the food bank, oh my gosh, the women's shelter, I mean, the list is starting to hit my head now. But what I can say about this is while we're very proud of the program, it's our employees that buy into it. And they're so engaged. So when you see them just cleaning up trash with a smile on their face or stacking food or whatever it may be, then you know that you're doing your job as an employer. You're giving them the opportunity to make them fulfilled in giving back. They're going home feeling that way. And hopefully that carries into some kind of positivity into their life. And they're engaged about it at work. And so when you have that dynamic going, it makes it really easy.
Yeah, it's an amazing program. I've seen what you guys have done with it over the last 7 years. And it's very cool to see you guys giving back so much to the community, whether it's monetarily or through volunteer hours or, like I said, cleaning up the community. It's amazing. So thank you, Greg, for sharing with us more about Good Cannabis. We're going to take a short break here. And when we come back, we'll talk about a little bit about how the marijuana industry and the visitor industry relate to each other. So short break here, and we'll be back in a few minutes.
We will continue to explore Fairbanks right after this short message from our sponsors.
Is the high price of gas keeping you from getting out and exploring Alaska? Well, stop that. This summer, get out and explore local with Alaska River Tours. Get out on our local rivers to float, fish, and camp. Fish for the majestic Arctic grayling on some crystal clear streams or fight the almighty Northern Pike. Or just a scenic raft trip, Alaska River Tours offers many half-day, full-day, and overnight trips, which all include transportation so you don't have to pay for the gas. No gear, no experience, no problem. They provide it all. Go to akrivertours.com. That's akrivertours.com to book your Alaskan adventure, and you'll be shouting, "Fish on!"
How do you get the smoking best deal in town on just about anything on 50-50 Fridays? Duh, that's how. 50-50 Fridays partners together with your favorite local merchants to bring you great new deals of half-off savings. Simply go to this station's websites and click on the 50-50 Fridays button at the top of the page to see what new deal is being offered each week. Get ready to score your half-off deals on such items as dining out, entertainment, services, activities, events, and even more. Shop 50-50 Fridays. You'll spend less. You'll have more. And even if it isn't Friday, be sure to check back with the 50-50 Fridays page regularly, where you can discover unclaimed half-off deals that may still be available. Every 50-50 Fridays week, you'll hear about the upcoming offer daily on 8 of the most listened to radio stations in the interior. Can your business benefit from a week of saturated, enthusiastic promotion on 8 radio stations? The answer is yeah, it sure. Why wouldn't it? Talk to us. 50-50 Fridays, brought to you by the radio station, your local family of radio stations.
Spend your Saturdays with KFAR Radio for local programs, starting with Alaska Realty Today from Next Home Arctic Sun Realty at 11 a.m. The Buzz at 11:30. Brought to you by the Tanana Herb Company. Followed by Health Talk with Dr. Scott Looper from White Spruce Medical at noon. And then it's the Compos Outdoor Show at 12:30. Fairbanks Foodies at 1 p.m. And Explore Fairbanks at 1:30. All 3 hours of local shows can be found on the KFAR website in the archives section. Weekends just got local with KFAR Radio. Now back to Explore Fairbanks on KFAR Radio.
And welcome back to Explore Fairbanks. I'm Casey Gillum, the Director of Communications at Explore Fairbanks, joined in the studio today with Jerry Evans, as well as Greg Allison, co-owner of Good Cannabis. We're here talking today about the marijuana industry, how it relates to the visitor industry, and kind of all things cannabis today. So we talked a bit about Good before the break, and you shared with us more about your company and the business model that you guys take on. But, you know, there's a bigger picture here with the marijuana industry and how it relates to the visitor industry. So I guess the most basic question is, have you seen an interest from visitors wanting to purchase and use marijuana products while they're visiting Fairbanks and Alaska?
Wow, that's such a great question. Yes, absolutely.
I mean, so much so that you're opening a location in McCarthy this summer.
Exactly. Now, You know, certainly I am biased to trying to obtain that data with you know, the love and passion I have for the visitors that come to our community and impact us in a positive economic light. So yeah, we, you know, we do see a lot of visitors, you know, a lot of international visitors, you know, coming to Fairbanks, and it's not legal in their country, but it's legal here, and most people that partake. And partake probably in their countries illegally. And so they come over and they're like, oh my gosh, it's legal here. And they come in with excitement and enthusiasm. And so we do get a large number of passports. And in fact, you know, just I can go stories and stories for days. But even within the last week, I've ran into big groups coming through from Seattle that are people coming up to see the Aurora. And they come up and they like want to compare the different markets. And they tell us what's good and bad. And we hear all sorts of things about what other markets are doing. But yes, we certainly see a lot of visitors that come in, and yeah.
So, from a visitor perspective, you know, smoking in restaurants and hotels and bars is largely not allowed in the state of Alaska. You're not supposed to be consuming smoking marijuana in public places. So what are some ways that visitors in particular can use and consume products here legally?
Well, yep, absolutely. The smoking does leave a lingering odor at times, which might be displeasing to folks. So we talked about edibles being something that people partake and will travel with throughout the state and come and buy a bunch and off they go. And also vape pens and concentrates. You know, people can put concentrated stuff like shatter and wax into their own personal dab pen, and they can take it. The odor lingers for seconds, and the smoke is gone, dissipates in a matter of seconds as well. So it's a way to be discreet, certainly. And then regular vape cartridges, people can just purchase those. And, you know, so many people are vaping nicotine and stuff, you know, so often you can't even tell the difference. And so a lot of people will get by doing that.
Yeah. You mentioned people buying, you know, kind of maybe in bulk and then taking it as they travel around the state. With marijuana being legalized in Alaska, but it's not legalized federally yet, there are some restrictions that people have on maybe traveling home with it. What are some of those that people have to take into consideration when they're purchasing?
Yeah, that's a really good question. So we notice this because a lot of people will just travel with their cannabis now, because if they're coming from, you know, some of these recreational states where they know they're traveling to another recreational state, go in my luggage. It's no problem at all. So we definitely have seen more people do that. But, you know, my advice for anybody leaving here is, if you're uncomfortable not going through TSA or the airport, don't do it. Just don't do it. I will say this, you know, if you're traveling to, for me personally, if I'm traveling to a recreational state, which I go to Arizona quite frequently, I bring my stuff with me, even though they're a recreational state and maybe I should be purchasing there, because there's no, you know, as long as it's packed safely in your bag. That's just me. I don't promote that at all. I'm not saying that at all, but I would, if you have any kind of uncomfortable with it, just don't do it. But if you're going to a state that is not recreational, I would highly advise against it.
So along those lines of it being legalized in Alaska but not federally, I know from some instances that it prevents you guys, the marijuana industry, from advertising across all kind of general mass or media, some mass media. You know, even with Explore Fairbanks, you know, we have a marijuana advertising policy where we welcome in cannabis businesses as partners, but we do not allow direct advertising for marijuana products. So I think, you know, your listing in our visitor guide says, for cannabis enthusiasts, you don't say that you're selling cannabis, you say you're selling products.
Exactly.
You know, so what are some hindrances that you guys have to promoting and advertising your business based on that federal, you know, regulation?
Well, I will say this, you know, we definitely like that it's federally illegal, even though it does hinder us in certain regards, at this point in time, certainly. But as far as, you know, our advertising, we've actually gotten pretty, the regulations have improved drastically especially over the last three and a half years, COVID changed some of that up because we now had to do, we were deemed an essential business. So then we were able to still advertise. We were able to do curbside pickup. So, and then when regulation writers understood that, okay, certain things are happening here, it's not as bad, then we can shift some stuff around. So changing up our signage dimensions and how we can advertise, certainly helped out, you know, more advertising in local newspapers, things like that. Now, as far as public areas, that's still a sensitive area because, of course, you don't want to advertise where directly kids could, in large groups of kids can be looking at, and you want to be cautious of that. But advertising has really improved over the last several years for us.
Excellent. You mentioned regulations kind of loosening and some things being changed up a little bit. Are there changes on the horizon for the marijuana industry, specifically in Alaska, that, you know, pertain to tourism or just pertain to the industry in general that we could look forward to in the next, I don't even know how long, 6 months, a year?
Yeah.
You tell us.
Yeah, no, there's some great things on the horizon. And, you know, in our state, just like most states, Anchorage will adopt certain regulations that maybe Fairbanks didn't, and vice versa. And a good example of this would be Fairbanks has allowed both on-site consumption and drive-through, which the state has openly said that if you're licensed, you can do that. Well, Anchorage municipality said, we're not going to allow on-site and we're not going to allow drive-through right now. And, you know, so who knows? So they're still working through that in our most saturated market, where in Fairbanks, you know, you can start doing drive-through if you build it into your model and it works, right? And so I think there's people trying to figure that out. Certainly we are thinking about that as well. That impacts the visitors, right? The visitor doesn't have to get out of their car. They can go right through things like that. And then on-site consumption is certainly something that I think in Alaska, we have paved the way for what the model should look like, with the exception of how much you can actually partake in at that. I get why they wrote those regulations, and I think those will improve the amount you can consume while on-site consumption. But as far as places like Good Titrations or Pacalolo Supply that have opened up smoking lounges, they're great. They're ran with superior professionalism. They follow the regulations, but they also make it very comfortable for the consumer, wherein, you know, I've gone to places in Nevada and you go in and you're met by like a 7'2" security guard and with a very serious look on his face. So it's already disinviting, you know, if you're coming in as a consumer. And then, you know, in Massachusetts, if you go to these on-site lounges, you have to bring your own stuff and you have to be on a list, or, you know, every model is different. But I think Alaska really hit the nail on the head. So that's going to be great for our visitors. And I think it already is, just speaking to other business owners, that they get visitors that come over and they may not want to smoke around your hotel and other areas, so they're going to go there and then call their Uber and go on, things like that. So that's going to, I think, be the next evolution. And then one other thing is the drinks. You know, people are, you know, more and more people realize, especially as you get older, you know, that alcohol is not the best for you. And so maybe drinking your THC is, you know, going to be a little bit healthier choice. And you're just hearing this starting to grow and read articles and stuff coming from recreational markets in the U.S. And I think that's something that's going to impact the visitor as well.
Thanks, Greg. We are just about to the end of our time here. I was going to give you one last opportunity. Is there anything else you want to add about the marijuana industry or anything before we have to wrap up here?
Yes, I will say this, the industry is evolving quickly, and there might be people who, you know, came from an older generation that are like, what, this is intimidating, and all these questions. You know, if you go into most shops, I'll say 99.9 that I've been in, is you're going to meet a bud tender who's enthusiastic about being there, or a frontline staff that is enthused to be in the cannabis industry, because, heck, we are still new. We're a new industry. We're changing. New and exciting things are always happening. And so when you go talk to a bud tender, you're most likely going to get somebody who's excited to be at their place of employment and wants to steer the consumer in the right direction, answer questions, learn new questions, find out answers that are going to better make them a frontline staff member. So for those folks that are maybe intimidated by what does this mean and how do I, just going in, have a simple conversation with folks and being prepared to ask questions, you're going to be led in the right way. So thank you for having me.
Excellent. Thanks so much for being here, Greg. This is Casey Gillum signing off here with Jerry Evans and Greg Allison from Good Cannabis.
You have been listening to Explore Fairbanks on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM and 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com. To listen back to this program or any past shows, simply log on to our website and click on the archives page. Explore Fairbanks has been a production of Last Frontier Media Active.